The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. What's the latest there, Adam?
We've had a day of a few changes. For instance, the lowest daily death toll, albeit after a weekend when they tend to be a bit lower, but the lowest daily death toll, 160 deaths, for 8 weeks, which is obviously, although obviously horrible for those involved, but it's a trend in the right direction. We've seen more traffic on the roads, more buses, more trains, although they had to do some crowd control because they got worried that there'd be too many passengers on the platforms and trains. The government has acknowledged that the loss of smell and taste are indeed official symptoms of coronavirus. They hadn't basically put that on the list, although the World Health Organization had. But it makes a difference, that, because therefore people are more likely to turn for help earlier if they lose their sense of smell or taste. And the follow-up, of course, is a good testing program. And indeed, today the government announced they would roll this out for anyone over the age of five, albeit you have to find a testing station, queue up, and wait 4 days for the results. Otherwise, everything's swimming on that front.
Stop it. Queue up and wait 4 days for the result. Just a quick one on the mental health issue, because it's big here too.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Mental Health Awareness Week, and we had this so-called Mental Minute when all the radio stations came together in the UK, and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge fronted a message. And the message is a complicated one, but I suppose if you want to cut to the chase, it's about talking. It's about showing our feelings, sharing anxiety.
Listening.
Listening, and indeed acknowledging that there is a profound impact of the pandemic.
Absolutely. That's the downside, isn't it? And that may provide for us more victims than the virus itself. Well done, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.